Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's your host, Alisa Nicole. You're listening to Alisa Nicole Live. Happy Friday. It's the weekend. It's the Alisa Nicole Friday takeover, or the Alisa Nicole Live Friday take. So happy Friday. And guess what? Friday, the 29th, or you know what? Is it Friday the 29th? I can't even remember what day my birthday is on, but October the 29th, it's the host's birthday. It's my birthday. On the 29th, I'm celebrating my birthday, and happy birthday to everybody else celebrating their birthday in the month of October. I hope you have a fabulous time. I'm actually getting over a cold. It was, like, weird. It's a cold, but it's not like a cold. It's just, like, one of those things where you know, I feel a lot better or whatnot. I was like, where's the vitamin C? Where is the vitamin C? So I got some vitamin C. I'm good. Happy Friday. I'm feeling a lot better. Okay, so guess what? And that's good because I like keeping myself feeling the best, looking the best that I can look, being the best that I can be. Okay, so now we're talking staying fit. This is like one of those episodes where I want to call it the episode, seeing as how it's my birthday, right? So it's my birthday right around the corner. I want to have like an episode for individuals, for those of us. I'm not leaving anyone out. But those of us who's looking to just kind of, you know, kick it up a notch. So staying fit. Okay, so we're staying fit. I'm kicking it up a notch, though, okay, because this week I found myself, you know, like, okay, you know, first of all, let me just say this, you know, I like, and I'm not too sure how many times I've said this, but me keeping my size consistent means everything to me. Me keeping my size consistent, that absolutely means everything to me. So I have to keep my size consistent. Keeping my size consistent is my size has to be on point. You know what I mean? I have to stay a size that I am. And I won't mention my size anymore. Listen to previous episodes, okay? But, you know, back in the day, okay, I'll just say this. It's my birthday. I want to keep my size zero, okay? By any means necessary, to your girl has to keep her size zero, okay? And to my ladies out there, you know how it is. So I just be like doing everything. I have to make sure I stay my size zero. You know what I mean? Everything counts, from the protein to the this to the that. I'm like, you know what? It matters. It matters. And it's okay if sometimes you find yourself, you know, you know your limits. You know your limits. And it's just one of those things. I personally know my limits. I know my limits, what keeps me, you know, and also to having, you know, my relationship with God. And I'm, you know, very open about being a Christian and you know, a woman. And, you know, wanting the best for myself. So I try to do what it takes to make sure that I'm the best me. You know what I mean? So, now staying fit. Okay. And I'm talking staying fit. You know, now I don't know now how many out there. Okay. And, hi, if you're out there listening, I don't want to forget about anyone. So to my individuals out on the, East Coast, hi, how are you doing? The West Coast, and to my, you know, to my individuals, you know, everywhere across the country, hi, how are you doing? You know, let's not forget about anyone. So to my listeners in the South, how y'all doing? how y'all doing? Okay. And you know what, this is not to say, because you know what, there's individuals, they have their stuff going on all year round, right? But you know, seeing as how we're talking about staying fit, what is my listeners from the South, what are you And by the way, the call-in number to talk to me. Who wants to talk to me? the call-in number for Alisa Nicole Live, it's 929-477-1308. That's 929-477-1308. Okay, so what are you cooking, right? Sometimes I just be sitting there and I'm like, you know what? Gosh. You know, it's just certain things like food, you know, like can't get anywhere. You know what I mean? And I'm like, wow. But it's so awesome when you can be the best you. You know what I mean? When you can be the best you, you can fight off those craves. So the call-in number again, it's 929-477-1308. You're listening to Alisa Nicole Live. Happy Friday to my listeners out there. We're talking, I'm celebrating my birthday. My birthday is on the 29th of October, and that's completely awesome. Happy birthday to my individuals out there. You know, this is just, let me just say this, okay? Happy birthday. Who out there celebrates an October birthday? And if you celebrate an October birthday, maybe you can relate, maybe you cannot relate. But for me, October means everything just because I'm like, you know what? I love the month of October. I was born in October. However, it's just like, it's just that time of year. You know what I mean? So it's just one of those things. And sometimes we forget about our birthdays. You know what I mean? Sometimes we might forget. It's like, you know, how young am I? let me bless myself. How young am I? You know what I mean? And it's just like, you know, but and sometimes you just, you know, okay, like, how old am I? Really? Oh, my gosh, how young am I? So anyway, it is what it is. Getting ready. Now, I've talked about the cover of Magazine, okay? And what I really want to do is embrace myself, you know, seeing myself on the cover of a magazine. I have, you know, everybody, you know, it's just one of those things, you know. So not to sound, what's the word? Not to sound, what's the word that I'm looking for? Not to sound conceited. And I'm not even looking for the word conceited, but not to sound like, you know, like, oh, my gosh. But it's just one of those things, you know. So anyway, I'm like, I completely, like, you know, was like, look, I have to really do this thing because when it's time for me to do this thing, I really believe in myself. You know what I mean? And I'm like, when it's time for me to do this thing and do the cover of whatever I – and do the cover of a magazine, that's, you know, that's – for me, everybody has goals. And for me, I have goals. I'm like, you know, I have – it has to be everything, okay? This has to be huge for me. So anyway, okay, that was really huge. Okay, so that's just how it is, okay? That's just how it goes in the least of the cup. So then I'll just, but it has to be huge for me, okay? They understand, they get it. Okay, so anyway, whatever. So this is what it is. So it has to be like huge for me. And I'm like, you know what? So we talked about previously, like the covers of magazines, one pieces, two pieces, you know, what do you do? And so I began to see on the covers of magazines, I began to see, there's, you know, different individuals on magazine covers, but I began to see them in like one pieces. And I was like, you know what? That's totally like what I wanted to do. I wanted to do like a one piece. But it's okay. It's cool. You know, I'll have my season. And when I can do, you know, a one piece. But, yeah, they, you know, so you're beginning to see like the one pieces, you know, on the cover of magazines, you know. And I'm completely okay with that because I think that's wonderful because not everybody is comfortable with two pieces. You know what I mean? Not everybody is comfortable wearing two pieces. So I'm completely okay with a one piece, you know, and so I was like, oh, okay, this is completely cool. Whatever a person wants to wear on the cover of a magazine, I'm like, you know what, I'm completely okay with it. And for me, because I don't know, you know, I don't know what I would wear, you know, on a cover of a magazine. You know what I mean? What would I wear? Would I do? I'm not too sure. So whatever the case may be, it's just one of those things. And I'll put it to you like this. You know, for me, that's just something personal that I share with my listeners. Okay, it's not like one of those, like, oh my God, I want to be on the cover of a magazine, you know, or you know, this and that. But for me, it's just like, you know what, I try to do my best, be my best, and that's just something that I can look towards. Okay, that keeps me staying fit. You know what I mean? You have to have something. I give the credit to God for keeping me the size that I am, you know, or, you know, keeping me at the size that I am. Okay. I give all of the credit to God, because let me tell you, you know, when you want to be a certain way or look a certain way, it's very important, right? For me, I'm speaking for myself. And also to my disclaimer, you know, everything that you hear on Alisa Nicole Live is strictly the opinion of myself. It's strictly the opinion of Alisa Nicole Live. However, seek the advice of a professional when necessary. You are your own person, and whatever you decide, hey, that's completely you know, your choice. I'm just saying for myself, I just give myself something to look forward to. You know what I mean? But that's just me. Anyway, so moving on, from that whole spiel, getting ready though. It's just something about being a woman, you know, and I just completely want to just say, you know, to really, to myself and to the women out there, you know, it's just something right about being a woman, that just really being able to hold yourself up high amidst whatever. And I'm not saying anybody's going through any trials, tribulations or anything. I'm just saying just being able to, you know, push through everything that comes your way. You know, society, it can be stressful sometimes. You know what I mean? And this is a stress-free show. I want it to be stress-free. You know, I love being a host. I love being the host of Alisa Nicole Live. I love being myself, you know, Alisa Nicole. So with that being said, you know, society can sometimes, you know, really just do too much. Have you ever heard of that? Girl, you are doing too much. Or, you know, have you ever heard of that, you're just doing way too much. And that's how it is for me sometimes. I'm like, you know what, you're just doing way too much. You feel me? It's like, you're doing way too much. Just like, chill, relax. That's how it is. I'm just like, you know, please, you know, let me get some air so I can just do what I want to do. You know what I mean? So I'm good. And that's how it is, though. But you can't let, you know what I mean? Sometimes I'm just amazed at certain things, but you know what? At the end of the day, you have to do what you feel. I kind of feel like the parent. How many people, parents out there, you know, who ever had that conversation? You know, you have to do what is best for you. We hear that so many times, okay, so many times. You have to do what's best for you. You know what I mean? You have to just, and I'm okay with that. You're right, honey, because Alisa Nicole, I have to live my life. I have to live. I have to do me. So you're right. I have to, you know, so with that being said, when they say, you know what, you have to, I'm going to do me. You know what I mean? And it can get like that sometimes, you know. So don't be afraid to ask me questions, you know. So anyway, hey, shout out to my people out there who's getting ready to go out tonight. Be safe. Be careful. Love my listeners. Mwah. Happy weekend. It's Friday. You're listening to Alisa Nicole Live. It's the Friday take. And it's almost time for me to get ready and go out. I'm like, you know what, seriously though, I've been like, you know, just really working and this and that, and I'm like, now it's time to really start getting back into, you know, into things. So with that being said, you know, it's just one of those things. How is it when you get back in there? So with the whole thing with that, it's different. You know what I mean? It's different. So whatever the case may be, I'll just leave it at that. But whoever it is in your networks, this and that, whatever it is that you're doing, I just hope you have fun. For me, I'm just like, it's good. I'm good. I'm good. So I hope you're having fun. And you know what? I was just – Chicago. I'm from Chicago. I'm from the Midwest. Hi! I love Chicago. Okay. I love Chicago. So to my Chicago listeners, hi. Love you. Love you, Chicago. You know, we have one of the best cities, right? Chicago has one of the best cities by far. And I just completely love Chicago. So I'm just, today I was just like, you know what? Dude. So I'm like, who's, so anyway, so hi to my Chicago listeners. And, if you're downtown Chicago, going out for the night, have fun. And, just do you. What are you, what is the host? Oh gosh. Just a moment here. Okay. I might sing on my birthday. Okay. So anyway, so we're getting ready and to have some new shows. New and upcoming shows. I can't believe it. The year is, Thanksgiving is almost here. We talked about it. No kitchen wars, people. No kitchen wars. And I'm, you know what? Maybe I'll step my game up, okay? And, I don't know. I thought about it. My sister, she was, she spoke about it before, Thanksgiving, you do Thanksgiving. And I'm like, I'm not too sure if I'm the type of person to do the whole Thanksgiving hosting thing. Okay. But maybe I can do that. But I'm not trying to do it year after year after year after year. Maybe year and then let somebody else do it and then year, let somebody else do it. You know what I mean? It's good. That's good sometimes. But, I think it's fun. I enjoy Thanksgiving, this and that. And I'm completely okay with I'm completely okay with hosting Thanksgiving sometimes. And I won't, I'm just in the midst of just really just trying to take Elisa Nicole live to wherever, God has a plan for everyone. You know what I mean? So for me, I'm just like, I love hosting the show and I hope you enjoy listening. I really enjoy this. So anyway, iTunes, listen to Elisa Nicole live on Apple, on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Share it with your family, your friends. If you love this show, share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts. So you can listen to Elisa Nicole live on iTunes. Now, let's talk about some stuff. The honest way, doing what it takes. Oh my gosh. Okay. And we've got time for this. Okay. The honest way, doing what it takes. Okay, so I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings because I can't hurt anybody's feelings, okay? This is funny, though. This is, again, everything that you hear on Elisa Nicole Live is strictly the opinion of myself. Doing what it takes. So we're talking doing what it takes. And I had some stuff on my mind this week, okay? And I won't, mention everything or whatnot, but this is funny. So doing what it takes. Okay. People have stuff that they want to do, right? People got goals. People have this, that. And here I am, just thinking. I would make a great judge, and maybe I've said this before, I would make a great judge in terms of talent, okay? Okay. Do-do-do noise, please. Okay, awesome. Thank you. Okay. So anyway, okay, Just a moment.
Awesome.
And thank you. Okay. So anyway, what I was going to say is, okay, so doing what it takes. This is just funny, right? Wrong. When it comes to doing what it takes, you know, my whole thing is, are you doing what it takes? You know, is a person doing what it takes? So with doing what it, okay. You know, it's just some funny stuff going around with, you know, when you get into computers and stuff, you know. Okay, hopefully we're good. And hopefully my listeners aren't hearing the noise. Okay. Okay, and that's fine. Just a moment here. Okay. We should be good. Okay, so doing what it takes. So this is some funny stuff. Doing what it takes. You know, with doing what it, you know, with doing what it takes, it's really giving things, you know, your best. You know, being your best, doing your best. Okay. You know what? Here, just a moment. We got so much stuff going on. And Now, hold on, but I'll keep it moving. You just have to really just get in there and you just have to really just do what it takes with trying to be the best you, right? So I was just thinking about some stuff and I'll just keep the conversation moving right on along, okay? And hopefully that just clears some stuff up. I'm a multitasker, and that's completely, totally awesome. Being a, you have to multitask, because with technology these days, you just never know how it's done. Okay, I think that'll help. Doing what it takes. When it comes to doing what it takes, this is what I'll say. Just make sure you're prepared. And the mic, and then finally, you know, the mic, rather than the mic dropping, I'm going to put the mic back on the stand, and then I'm going to walk off the stage. That's just how I'll do it. But being prepared is very, like, important, right? A lot of people don't like to talk about the being prepared for great things, you know, because, you know, it's a lot. It takes a lot. Let me just put it to you like this. With myself, you know, I do what it takes, you know, and I put a lot of effort into it. When you're good at it, you know you're good at it and you can do it. But let me just tell you, it takes a lot of work to get to where it is that you want to go to. For me, I just feel like, you know, do what it takes, but only you know what it takes for you to get to wherever it is that you need to go. And that's why I keep my relationship with God, because I'm like, you know what, hey, I have to do what it takes, but what does it take? That's just me, and I'll leave it at that. But being prepared is very important. But you know, great things can happen when you know you're trying to get somewhere or trying to do something, and people try to put doors in your way, and it's like, you know what? I have to get through this door. I have to get through that door. What does it take? What does it take? Let me just get through. It can be a fight, you know what I mean? And it can be a struggle, and it can be like, oh, my gosh, what does I just need to get there? What does it take? What does it take? It takes everything. Everything that's great. That's just how it takes a lot. Do you have what it takes? But I'm talking to myself now, if that makes sense. Do you have what it takes? I have what it takes. You know, sometimes it can be a trying time. It can be stressful. It can wear you down. Have we heard of certain things, you know? It can be a struggle. You know what I mean? It can be a struggle. The struggle, people. But let's get over the struggle, you know? So that's what it takes. What does it take? But if you want to get through the struggle, then do what it takes. But don't hurt yourself. You know what I mean? Don't hurt yourself. For me, you know, I have high standards for myself, and I, you know, so for me, I'm just like, you know what, I can only take myself as you know, have you? You can only take yourself as serious. No, this is how it is with me. You know, do what it takes for what? That's a great question. Do what it takes for what? What exactly am I doing this for? You know, in terms of like a relationship, you know what I mean? Like, do what it takes. Do you have what it takes to? Do you have what it takes to be? Do you have what it takes to be my man? I don't want nobody like, you know, starting up with their man tonight or their woman. Do you have what it takes? Can you take me, you know, to dinner without me? And this is, people, let me just say, this is two. I won't even state the year, okay? But we should be past the part of the struggle with the credit, with the card. Who's paying for dinner? Because if people aren't, you know, I don't have anything else to say. Just do what it takes, right? We're going to have a do what it takes episode. Just do what it takes. It should be no fight. It should be no struggle. Just do what it takes. Do what it takes. You know, you're my man. Pick up the phone, right? I am so tired of the phone struggle, people, that years and years ago I got over the whole phone struggle, the texting struggle, the phone struggle, the phone call struggle, the social media struggle, you know, this struggle, that I'm just like, you know what? And then, and thank you for listening to Alisa Nicole Live. I'm your host, Alisa Nicole. You're listening to Alisa Nicole Live. Happy Friday. And that's just how I feel. Do what it takes. You know what I mean? I can't, it doesn't get any better than that. Just do what it takes. Hopefully, you know what, have we run out of time? Okay. You still got time. You still got time. Awesome. So anyway, we still have some time, and I'm so happy that you decided to join me. It's been a fabulous show. Just do what it takes. That's my happy birthday to myself. You know, I've got to address this because this can take me to so many places with people. Just do what it takes, okay? I ask for a number two without cheese. Number two with cheese? I don't know. Let me ask my man. Okay, but where is my man? Just men, just do what it's. Happy Sweetest Day. Happy Sweetest Day, okay? Happy Sweetest Day to my women out there, my fellas out there. Happy Sweetest Day, you know, and blessings to everyone. Have a Sweetest Day. Make sure, and don't forget, if you forgot about Sweetest Day and you heard about Sweetest Day on Alisa Nicole Live, hey, happy blessings to everyone. Do what it takes, whatever it is that you're trying to do, okay? I'm just trying to, you know, I'm just trying to do what? What are you trying to do? I'm just trying to find something to wear right now to go out, okay? That's what I'm trying to do. But just do what it takes, okay? Is the store still open? Because I just, you know, I don't have nothing to wear, okay? Is the store still open? Okay, you're about to close in 5 minutes. They're about to close in 5 minutes. Okay. They're closed? Okay. This is Alisa Nicole, right? Do what it takes. Open the doors because I have to find something to wear because I'm getting ready to go out. So anyway, this is a Do What It Takes Friday. Just make sure people, if whoever's out, just make them happy, right? Just make the couples happy. It's Sweetest Day. Let's just do what it takes. Do what it takes, you know, to make yourself happy. Be the best you. If you got things going on out there, hey, I hope you succeed and do your best, okay? Be the best that you can be. And, you know, next Friday, it's my birthday. Thank you for listening to Alisa Nicole Live. Happy birthday to me, and tune in next Friday for a fabulous show.